My name is Sally Rodriguez. I live in Bristol. I'm visually impaired, totally blind, and I would be normally working as a complementary therapist, but I'm on maternity leave currently.
Sally, I suspect quite a magical year for you and Paul with the arrival of little Karina in August in 2020. For you, what have been the highlights or the challenges, or what has lockdown really been like for you?
It's been a really good time to have a baby because you haven't got the added distractions of your normal busy lifestyle. There hasn't been relatives sort of queuing outside the flat, wanting to have a look at her and a cuddle. So from that point of view, and I think not just for me, but for anybody who's had a baby during lockdown, there's a different level of peace, and we have been left alone to gel as a family and have that quality time because nobody's been able to go out and about and visit. And I've heard about people sort of showing the baby through the living room window and things like that. But because a lot of my family live so far away in Hertfordshire, that hasn't been possible. But I have to say, it's been really valuable to just get used to getting my head around being a first-time parent and a blind parent as well, learning how to do things differently. It's real on-the-job training, but I've loved it, and I'm sure I've loved it even more so because there's nothing else to do. So if you can't come out of this being an excellent parent, there's something gone wrong.
And apart from the arrival of Karina, have there been any other positives during lockdown for you as a visually impaired person?
Yes, I've done a lot of Zoom calls for different reasons, some socializing. The VI community in Bristol is full of different things to do, both socializing groups and networking groups. I also became a health consultant back in April, which is running an online company focusing on improving people's health in the form of different fruit and veg, 30 different fruit and veg in capsules. And that's been something I've been able to really get my teeth into and do 5 minutes here and there whilst I've been on maternity leave. So that's been really rewarding as well. And the third thing that I've done is I have started running, which is as much of a shock to me as the next person. But yeah, I run twice a week with a guide runner and a tether in my local area here. And I've done between 4.5 miles and 5 miles each session. So I'm really quite pleasantly surprised at that. And I am no runner at all. I actively avoid it, but it's just something that became available. And during lockdown, especially the last one that's just occurred, the rules around disabled access to sport outside were much more flexible than towards the sighted community. So yeah, I wanted to take advantage of that, and it was a really positive thing to do, to the point where I'm probably going to miss it quite a lot when I go back to my normal life, but I'm sure I'll continue doing it.
And now that we are coming out of lockdown, have you had any concerns at all? And if so, what are you looking forward to the most, if there is anything that you're looking forward to the most?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to going back to work and working with my clients. They become sort of old family friends, if you like. After you see somebody every month or every couple of weeks for a period of years, you certainly get to know them really well and you look forward to seeing them. I know all of my clients have really missed having regular treatments, so they're sort of dying for me to sort of fix their knots and bad backs, bad necks. Obviously, everyone's been working from home in a setup that was never meant to be a long-term thing. So, yeah, they're not going to have perfect posture. They're not going to have comfortable chairs. The tables and desks are going to be makeshift rather than appropriate for them. So I've got my work cut out, but I absolutely love being a therapist. Really looking forward to that. Very much looking forward to getting back on the water as a sailor for the Blind Sailing GB team. So yeah, going back to normal now feels like it would be really hectic. Before, I was in the gym 6 times a week, running a little bit once a week. Doing a bit of swimming, boxer size, weight training, and yeah, running my business around that. So Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about going into situations where people are in close proximity, even though I do have the peace of mind that by the time that happens, a majority of people should be clear of COVID symptoms. But I think we all feel some sort of nervousness around that because it's just been so abnormal for this period of time. You learn a new norm, and that is to not be physically close to others. But yeah, normally I would love to be in a big crowd, and I thrive on people and love socializing like that.
And is there anything that sighted general public could do to help you when we come out of lockdown?
I might be a bit rusty on the mobility routes around here, to be honest. Some people have really used their guide dogs during lockdown in a lifeline way, and other people have just stayed in the whole time. I'm definitely one of those people who has to be out and about every day. So throughout the whole of lockdown, I've been going out for at least an hour's walk every day with my guide dog and properly working her. But there are some routes that I will need to use that I may be a bit rusty with. So general public love dogs. They tend to come over and want to look at the dog. And at the same time, if they're sort of around, I'd feel comfortable asking them, am I going the right way to blah, blah, blah. So just reaffirming that I am on the right track with them verbally would be really helpful.
Thank you, Sally Rodriguez, for sharing your experience of lockdown with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.